I've been promising all morning that we'll be joined by Bob Hulison, as it's the first Monday of a brand new month, and the time has therefore come to say welcome, Bob.
Good morning. Happy merry month of June.
Indeed, we're fast getting through the year, incredibly. It won't be long before it's May again, which we'll talk about in a few moments. But before we do that, I'd just like to start off by talking about last Wednesday's monthly meeting of the Orawella Town Hall, Orawella Council, and just a little bit of an overview from what I can gather. Not really a great deal happened. It was possibly, according to Martina Scherer on Thursday, possibly the shortest meeting you've ever had, and not a great deal discussed, and not really much happening.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Martina. It was mercifully short. It's basically the status quo in the plenary, because the law courts haven't yet taken any decisive decisions, and therefore there's no prospect of a vote on the motion of censure. And the situation of the two councillors from CLR who are expelled from the CLR Claro coalition hasn't changed, although they'd like to pretend it has. So not much new in the plenary. I mean, there are always little arguments about one thing or another. I raised the question at the end about the reappearance of garden waste on the streets of Orihuela Costa, which we've been watching over the last few weeks. And I got promises that that would be looked at and taken care of. I hope that's the case. So apart from that, really, Mark, it was unremarkable.
Okay. And we know there's one or two little disagreements, and there's the people affected by mortgages group who were a little bit vocal once again.
Yes. No, I mean, there was a little bit of an argument about a subsidy from the town hall for the Orihuela, not the, well, the Orihuela City football team, really, which gets quite a lot of help in any case because they play on municipal ground. And the people who are really concerned about the situation of the ones being made homeless because of problems with mortgages, they stood up and said, I think quite correctly, that, you know, they're bigger priorities than subsidising the local football team. People want to watch football, they should pay, and that should be it. So that was a side argument. In fact, the council is trying to look at ways in which the difficulties of these people affected by mortgages can be helped. We had a meeting in which we're all joined in a couple of weeks ago, and their representatives were there. So there's an attempt to do what is possible. And of course, there's always the hope that the Spanish economy is picking up and jobs are being created, and people are not living in such precarious situations that they can't pay their mortgages. I know that's still a medium-term prospect, but it's beginning to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I know that last week a press release was issued by Pedro Mancebo was very much critical of the government for not giving money to this football team. And so the fact that these people who, as you say, and I have to say I agree with them, there are priorities. When people are losing their homes and their livelihood, yes, and are starving and living on the streets, to actually then start to argue that money should be given to a football club is a little bit extreme, really.
I think so. And I mean, we also know that that football club will never come to Orihuela Costa, and it's a purely Orihuela City football club, and you know, the money which they're getting from the town hall is coming from our pockets as much as from anybody else's.
And Orihuela Costa's got his own football club, of course, although a little bit lower, from what I can gather with my limited knowledge of football, a little bit lower in the leagues, but still very much there.
Yeah, I think there are two local football clubs which I think we have to give them full credit for. They're struggling to make an appearance and doing quite well, not at a very high level in terms of you know, leagues, but they get very little help. They get very little help. I mean, one of them I know has to pay, I think both have to pay fully for the use of the so-called Municipal Sports Centre in Orihuela Costa, which is run by a private company, and they have to make sure that they get a profit. So they don't give any subsidies to the municipal football teams in Orihuela Costa.
Right, so the cost of a football team gets no subsidy, and yet the argument was to give more subsidy to the city one, where they get to use the municipal facilities.
You've summed it up, Mark, perfectly. That's the typical traditional discrimination between what goes on in the city and what goes on or doesn't go on in Orihuela Costa. And that's why, you know, I think people have to get a little bit more interested in local politics and a little bit more involved.
In touch. In tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.